From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. Uber is a private company not obligated to publish quarterly results with the detail of its stock market traded public cousins. But every 3 months, its investors do get a financial update. Bloomberg News is reporting leaked numbers today, suggesting Uber lost $800 million July through September, this even after making $1.7 billion off selling rides. Uber is clearly trying to play a long game, spending a fortune to consolidate in existing markets, expand into new markets, and paying subsidies for drivers. Meanwhile, in California, Uber is continuing its test of self-driving cars in San Francisco without a permit. The state's Department of Motor Vehicles has told Uber to stop. So did San Francisco's mayor. Now, California's attorney general is threatening an injunction. KQED's Sam Harnett reports on Uber's strategy there.
Many companies have a permit to test self-driving cars in California, among them Tesla, Honda, and Google. Uber says it doesn't need a permit because there's a person behind the wheel ready to take over. But Susan Shaheen, an engineering professor at UC Berkeley, says Uber's cars are just as self-driving as, say, Google's.
Many of the companies that are testing could make that same argument.
Uber is also testing cars in Pittsburgh. So why push it in California? Christopher Koopman, a researcher at George Mason University, says Uber has a bigger plan.
They're actually looking to push the legislature's hand in reforming the law writ large as it stands on autonomous vehicles.
He says the company wants to pave the way for widespread commercial use. Jordan Berry, law professor at the University of San Diego, says Uber's bet is that the regulator backlash won't matter in the long run.
Presumably, they're thinking that, you know, the risk is worth it.
Berry says this fits into Uber's business pattern, testing rules and waiting for regulators to react. In San Francisco, I'm Sam Harnett for Marketplace.